Previously on Mom, I just found out my teenage daughter is pregnant.
Really? Wow. She's not a cheerleader with an overbite, is she?
No. Why?
No reason.
I love you, and I'm gonna love your baby.
It's our baby.
What?
I'm sorry, I got a lot on my mind.
Well, I'm a good listener. Penny for your thoughts?
Okay, fine. Okay. How's this? I'm working my ass off so I can take care of my children. I just found out I'm gonna be a freaking grandma, and the man that I'm sleeping with only has time for me when his wife is out of town, and I desperately want to run away from it all with a bottle of this. But I can't, because my name is Christy and I'm an alcoholic.
Hola, Christy.
Are we ready to order?
Yeah, I think so. Sis?
You go first.
Thanks for putting me on the spot. My sister does this to me all the time.
Okay.
Family, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. I would like the scallop risotto, since I'm not allergic to shellfish, unlike my sister.
Idiot. Good choice.
Thanks. Yeah, we're celebrating her divorce. Now we're both single.
Oh, that's nice. I hope my son and daughter can be there for each other when their spouses inevitably turn on them.
You have children. I love children. I believe they're our future. So how about you? Do you have a spouse who turned on you?
Oh, yeah. A lot of hard feelings.
Ah, terrific.
Wow.
Can I grab you for just a sec?
I'll be right back. He probably needs me to open up a jar of pickles or something.
Ooh. Okay, well, bye.
Was that guy hitting on you?
Yeah, he absolutely was.
Thought so. I'll ask Richard to take the table.
Why?
I don't want him bothering you.
He's not. Is he bothering you?
No, I'm just protective of you, because you and I have, you know, something special going on.
Yeah, it's called adultery.
Why do you make it sound so cheap and ugly?
Oh, I'm sorry. Unicorns, rainbows, you're cheating on your wife.
I told you they were doing it.
And another thing, you have no right to tell me who I can and cannot see.
But what are you saying? We're not monogamous?
Gabriel, you're married.
We do it once a month, and I don't even take off my t-shirt.
Let me make it simple for you. All of this stuff here is in play.
Oh, that's good thinking. Gabriel. Paul and I would like you to give us money not to tell your wife you're banging Christy. A lot of money.
Hey, sis, look who's back.
Give it a rest. So, what's the deal with your brother? Good guy, whack job, give it to me straight. I'm a single mom, I don't have a lot of time.
He's amazing. I'd go out with him. You know, if it didn't make us hillbillies.
All right. I'll write my phone number on the check.
Hold on a second. What makes you think I was even trying to ask you out?
You weren't? Oh, this is awkward. Let me get you a new server.
Oh, wait, no, I was just trying to be cool.
Mission accomplished.
Cute top.
Oh, that's actually a party dress from my drinking days.
Wow. Were you drinking when you bought it?
I hope so. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm not that kind of girl anymore.
Hello. What kind of girl were you when you wore this?
Popular. Oh my God, God, I hate everything in my closet. It all looks like Halloween in Slutsylvania.
Calm down, we'll find something. Okay, so tell me about this guy tonight.
I don't know. Cute, kind of boyish. Pretty normal, really.
You just described every serial killer.
No. He loves his sister, which I take as a good sign.
Boing, my gaydar just went off.
He's not gay. He puts ketchup on his steak.
I don't get what you're so jittery about. You know how to do this.
I know how to do this drunk.
Come on, you've been dating your boss since you got sober.
Ugh, you can't call what we do dating. It's just sex in uncomfortable places.
I hope you mean broom closets.
Yes. Oh, Mom, God. The point is, Gabriel's married, so there's no future with him. But this guy tonight, who knows? We could wind up with a little house, picket fence, missionary sex twice a week.
You know, I had sex with a missionary once, and oddly, he was not a fan of that position.
Thank you for that image. I'm just worried that if he finds out the kind of person I was, he won't like me.
Oh, honey.
I know it's silly.
It's not silly. You should definitely lie about your past.
What?
Yeah, sometimes I like to tell guys I'm Carol Ann Stevenson from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
You're kidding.
Nope. Carol's a school teacher like her mother and her Aunt Judy. She loves baking and gardening and volunteering down at the homeless shelter. Now, tell me about this.
That's actually yours.
Are you taking the prenatal vitamins we got you?
Uh-huh.
Did you stop smoking pot and drinking?
Of course.
Don't bite my head off. Not everybody does.
Thanks for looking after Roscoe tonight.
Yeah, whatever. You're really wearing that on a date?
What's wrong with it?
You look like a slutty highlighter.
You know what? I think I look great, and that's all that matters.
Where are you going?
Where do you think? To change.
Why are you being such a bitch?
I'm just being honest.
Good. I'll be honest, too. You're being a bitch. And I use that word instead of the word I want to use because you're my granddaughter and I love you.
What, so I'm supposed to make a big deal just because she's going out with some random guy?
Excuse me, young lady, but your mother going out with some random guy is the only reason you exist. And I'll tell you another thing. If she doesn't meet somebody, she's going to turn into one of those crazy old ladies with 20 cats who lives with their daughter. You're going to be chasing her down the street trying to pin her robe shut.
Better?
Oof.
Damn it.
Mom, wait.
What?
Why don't you try on that black dress in my closet? I think it'll look cute on you.
Thank you.
Wow, look at you being a nice person. I'll tell you what. As a reward, why don't you go out with Luke tonight and I'll watch Roscoe.
You don't have plans?
Nah, at my age, when you've had sex in the afternoon, you're good for the whole day.
If our waitress is cute, it's totally okay to say I'm your sister.
No, I'm good. Have you ever eaten here before?
No, I haven't. How about you?
No.
Ah, look at us. We already have something in common.
Yeah.
So, what do you do?
Oh, yeah, I'm a civil engineer.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have no idea why I said wow, because I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay, Well, today, for instance, the city decided that it needed a new stoplight, so it's my job to go over all the contracts with the stoplight manufacturers and just get the best price for the stoplight.
That sounds crazy.
No, it's pretty boring.
No, it's not. From now on, every time I stop at a red light, I'll think of you.
Oh, that would be often.
Not really. I tend to just blow right through them.
Good evening. evening, folks. Can I start you off with a cocktail or some wine?
Yes. Would you like a drink?
No, thank you.
Ah, come on, live a little.
Oh, you can live a little for both of us.
No, don't be silly. Glass of wine never hurt anyone.
Oh, boy. I don't drink. Not because I don't want to, but because I can't. It wrecked my life, it destroyed my relationships, and I'm still picking up the pieces. But if you want a glass of wine, you go right ahead. Won't bother me at all. I'm a sister. So once I finally quit drinking, I had all these feelings come up, and I didn't know how to deal with them, so I started eating. Every night after work, I'd come home, I'd take a bag of salt and vinegar potato chips, I'd hit it with a book so it was just crumbs, and I'd mix it with a pint of vanilla ice cream. I gained 18 pounds in like a month. Once in the middle of the night, I woke up, and I thought I had a cat on my lap. Looked down, turns out it was my own stomach. I don't think I can do this.
It's our first date.
So. Okay, you've got an 8, and I give you a 7. How many is that?
15.
Very good. Now the house is showing a face card.
And you're the house.
Yes, I am. How much you want to bet?
All of it.
On a 15. Interesting. Ooh, another 8. How many is that?
23.
But the name of the game is?
21.
Exactly.
Thanks for watching, Roscoe. See you later.
Hang on.
You listen to me, teen Jesus.
I want my granddaughter back by 11 o'clock with her hymen intact.
What?
I'm just screwing with you. You already knocked her up. Do whatever you want.
I know that was supposed to be funny, but I peed myself a little.
Sorry, sir. Only players at the table.
I want to play more blackjack.
Okay, Annie up.
I can't. I don't have any more money.
No money? Or no money on you?
I have some in my piggy bank.
Well, it's not doing you any good in there, is it?
Be right back.
Wait till I teach him how to play pie gow. Oh, God, I'm gonna die alone. Let it be now.
Open the door.
Oh, damn it.
Hey, hope you're hungry because I brought us dinner.
What? How?
As I was chasing you out of the restaurant, I bought a guy's to-go order.
Really?
Yep.
That's so adorable. And or desperate.
Well, let's go with adorable. Because I really want you to like me.
Okay, let's see what we're having for dinner. This looks like some kind of chicken.
Ooh, I love some kind of chicken.
Yeah, okay. And I have a pasta. It looks like bolognese.
Ooh, I like that too.
You want to switch?
No, no, no. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh, no, there are no utensils.
Oh, check the glove compartment. I eat in my car a lot.
Ooh, fancy.
Okay, time for bed. I'll tell you what. Just to show you how much we appreciate your business, we're gonna comp your room.
Come on, just one more game.
I'm sorry, buddy, but you're broke.
Well, how about if you lend me $5 and I'll pay you back when I win?
Oh, sweetheart, you're gonna grow up and make some nice lady so sad.
How about if I sell you my iPod?
That might work. Hey, what can I do for you, Baxter?
Just came to see my kid.
Hey, Dad, can you lend me some money?
That's so weird. I was gonna ask you the same thing. I'm gonna hang with you guys for a bit.
Here's a question for you.
Sure.
What's wrong with you that you would chase a crazy lady out of a restaurant with a bag of someone else's food?
Why does something have to be wrong with me for me to like you?
Nice try. Answer the question.
No, seriously, I thought we really made a connection in there.
Answer the question.
Okay, well, I did just get out of a relationship.
That's what I'm talking about. Tell me about it.
She was very nice, sweet, no drama.
Her name wasn't Caroline Stevenson, was it?
No, why?
No reason. Continue.
Anyway, she was great, but in all the time we were together, she never once told me how she was feeling. Whereas you literally can't stop telling me.
I'm sorry. I feel terrible.
See? You just did it again.
Okay, but in my defense, I am emotionally all over the place.
Oh, wow. There it is again.
And I am dealing with a number of personal crises, which you really don't need to know about, but I feel like I'm going to tell you anyway. What is wrong with me? Why can't I stop talking? Well, that shut me up. Nice.
Yeah. Now what?
Now you get out of my car.
Why? I love it in here.
I'm sorry. This is good. You're good. But I am clearly not ready to start dating.
I wish I could disagree.
But I want you to know that when I am, you are the top of my list. And the list isn't very long. In fact, it's just you.
Great. You're not as crazy as you think you are.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Run.
What do you want to do with that soft 19?
I'll hold.
Oh, what's that?
It means you have a number you like and you're not going to take any more cards.
You can hold?
I'll get it.
I was never here.
You can hold?
Oh, hi. Is Christy here?
Who might be asking?
I work with her.
Oh, you must be her boss.
I am.
You leave your wife yet?
No.
Then I have no choice but to inform you that she is out on a date with a wealthy, educated, eligible bachelor who's got a cannon between his legs.
Her mom's not a fan.
By focusing on the positive, I attract only the best into my life.
Focusing on the positive.
Oh my God! Oh! Are you okay?
I think you broke my foot.
Oh.
And maybe my nose.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Okay, don't move. I'm gonna call an ambulance.
No, wait! My wife can't know I'm with here.
Okay, well, let's get you in the car and I'll take you to the emergency room.
Ow, careful. Careful.
It hurts pretty bad, huh?
It's awful.
Well, then, this probably isn't a great time to say this, but I don't think we should see each other anymore.
Wait, you're breaking up with me? Why?
Well, I found out something about myself tonight. I deserve to be in a relationship with a man who I can hit with my car and, you know, not feel like I did something wrong.
Okay, I'm not sure what that means, but...
Ah! What?
There's a fork in my ass!
Knocky, knocky.
Hi.
How's your little boss?
Oh, I broke his leg and his nose.
Admit it. It felt pretty good, didn't it?
No. No. A little bit.
I got you a gift.
decision.
Well, I know you don't feel ready to date for a while. I thought this might put a little spring in your step.
What is it? Thank you. You mind finishing the dishes?
My pleasure. I am such a good mother.